Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Matt from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. With Clear Tide, you can say goodbye to heavy lifting, missed deliveries, bottle storage, and worrying about how much bacteria might be living in your bottled cooler, and say hello to purified, endless refreshment, all for one flat monthly rate.
What are you waiting for? Visit BottleFreeBoston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's BottleFreeBoston.com, and make sure to tell Matt and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's Friday. The end of the week is here. That's a positive development.
Sure is.
What do we got? Opening thoughts today?
Yeah, I got one.
What do you got?
Okay, Bruins lose, obviously, and we're still sort of in that, you know, time period where you lament, you look back at it and see an Adam Schefter tweet with a football emoji on it saying, football's next. Let's go. You know, hockey season's over. I disagree. The Celtic season is next. The making of the Boston Celtics and where this is heading and NBA free agency and all these damn rumors. I think the hottest thing right now is the Celtics next. And it's not football next. For now, for 2 months and maybe a month, it'll be the Celtics. Again, that Jason Tatum thing. Now you get Anna Horford chirping in about Jason Tatum, defending Jason Tatum for supporting his hometown team. I get he's from there. That's great. It's nice to support your team. Not when you play in a city and you make the money and the type of money these guys make in the city that they play in. Stop defending Jason Tatum, everybody. My God, it was a stupid tweet he put out. Forever St. Louis. Maybe the Bruins could have him wave the banner next time he's in town. You know, when I come back in a couple weeks, won't be shocked if Jason Tatum's not here.
No.
Yeah. After the 4th, I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, because free agency starts when? July 1st. So, I don't know. I don't know if he'll be here. Or maybe they'll all just be back. Who knows? But I think it's the start of basketball right now for me. That's what I'm thinking. All right, for some hoop talk. I mean, I'd like to beat Golden State. You lose, you get your ass kicked. Basketball season's over. No, it's not. The building of the basketball teams has just started. You know what I mean? Okay. Season's over. Congratulations, Toronto. Boy, they seem thrilled, huh? Do they know they won? Like, are they having fun yet? Maybe it just didn't sink in. Maybe they didn't expect to win. They've kind of just taken it in stride. Go nuts. Rip your city apart, man. First championship. Have fun. Now let's start building this Celtics team. Not ready for football yet. Pump the brakes on the football, Adam. I'm a football guy. I can talk football with Patriots Texans things that gets me going. Can't wait for that score. Okay. Opening thought.
Okay,
good.
All right,
let's
excellent.
Go Seas. Let's
right.
Go Celtics. Come on, Danny.
Go right. Celtics.
Let's go, right. Danny.
The biggest Celtics I thought story yesterday would have been the Kyrie thing. Did you have any thoughts on that you wanted to throw in or no?
I don't believe it yet.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We'll circle back to that later. Right. My opening thought, Bruins related.
Oh.
Leftover Bruins thought from yesterday.
Oh.
As I've heard a lot of people saying it, I feel like it's being written in a lot of places and it's being said in a lot of places. And right here on this station, quite a bit. This probably was the Bruins' last chance at the Cup with this group, right? Heard that in a lot of places.
Yeah.
This was probably it. Which, when I hear that, I think that there was somehow, this was somehow the end of a window for them, that this was the end of it. And for, I don't believe that, number one, because if you had a chance to get there this year, then you could have a chance to get there maybe next year, or even, I think, less of a chance, but a couple of years down the road, right? That's not crazy to me to suggest that a year or two down the road you could be in a similar position. Hell, the St. Louis Blues were in last place at the end of the calendar year in 2018, and they just won the whole damn thing. So things can change quickly.
Yeah.
And the Bruins have a lot of talent on their roster right now. So that is one thing. But the other part is, did anyone really expect them? And this is not to say, oh, you shouldn't feel bad that they lost because it was, you know, sort of a bonus. No. Did we expect them to be in this spot? I know that I didn't expect them to be in this spot.
Stanley Cup final?
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
And we adjusted our expectations along the way once the road got easier and once Tampa Bay bowed out and once Washington bowed out. But to sort of lament that, like, this was the last chance they had, were any of us really considering this a chance?
Excellent
this
point.
Season?
Love it.
2 or 3 months ago?
No.
Why are we talking about next year being not a chance if we weren't this year considering this one a,
not
chance?
A chance? You can't have a last chance.
Why are we doing that?
It wasn't a chance to begin with.
Yes.
Right.
Am I making sense?
How about in the first round of the playoffs when everyone was saying they need to change the playoff format? The two best teams are going to face each other in the second round and the Bruins might get screwed.
Why are we counting out next year as a chance when we had this year counted out as a chance 2 months ago?
Because of what transpired and your readjustment of expectations. And this is what we do.
I don't think very many people had the Bruins in the Cup final this year.
Nobody.
Did anyone have this one as a chance?
We even talked about
it. And they ended up here.
We said at least get to two, right? Get through that second round. If they could get through that second round, that's a hell of a
year. So I do understand. People think, well, yeah, I didn't have this as a chance, and they made it here, which means what's the likelihood of it happening a second time?
Because it's the feeling that you blew it.
Because, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that's part of it.
But, you know, things could happen. Rosters change. You know, trades can happen. Rebuilding can happen.
Goalies that didn't exist on a roster back in November can get hot and shut you down in Game 7 of a Stanley Cup final. All kinds of stuff can happen. It's what... Look, it may be one of the reasons why people don't like hockey is because there isn't a clear-cut favorite year in and year out, and you can't depend on seeing some superstars and some super teams make their way and be there as one of the last four teams or something like that, but it's one of the reasons why I like it. Legitimately, you make the postseason, you've got a chance. You have a chance at being there till the very end, and if nothing else... It goes to prove what you were saying, Beetle, that it's like, no, there's no last chance because you always have a chance. You've got a chance. You make a couple of good in-season moves. You stay lucky health-wise, and you got a goaltender that can play down the stretch. You got a shot.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a shot. And conversely, if you absolutely roll and steamroll your way to the President's Trophy like the Lightning did, there is no guarantee you won't get swept by a much lesser team in round one.
Look at the state that the Canadiens are in, Montreal. Like, you know, that's a team that seemed to always be in the mix every year. It could at least get through two rounds, and it was your nemesis. Like, you're not even talked about now. Look at the Rangers and how some of those groups are aging. Like, there's some similarities between you and the Rangers and their goalie and some of the guys that they have. So how really close are some of these other teams? If you know, Pittsburgh will probably be better. I can see Pittsburgh making some moves because they still have those two high-end guys. And a lot of this team isn't going anywhere. Like, other than David Krejci, who's really up for sale or up for trade? Like, you're not going to move.
There's a lot of those.
We'll do it another day. But yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
the idea that this was the last chance,
blown up,
I just think is unreasonable given that you weren't giving this team a chance
this year. It's disingenuous.
I didn't hear a lot of people saying that this, and I know there were some. There were a few, but there weren't a lot.
It's disingenuous to call it a last chance.
There are far more people now calling it a last chance than there were people saying that they'd be in this position to begin with a couple of months ago.
Yep.
And I fully admit and freely admit I was not one someone saying that they'd be in this spot. I didn't think they'd be here, and they ended up in this spot. And so I'm not going to go ahead and say, this was their last chance. No way they'd get back to this spot again next year. How the hell do we know that? A lot of time between now and next year, mm-hmm. and a lot of things can change. And it's always hard to get to this spot. Always. So don't write them off so quickly. That's all I would say. You know, don't be so quick to write them off. Yeah, it takes a lot. It always takes a lot to get here. And every time they play this, every single year, someone loses and goes home.
Lose it.
And sometimes the loser gets back there. Sometimes the winner gets back there. It happens. So don't write them off for the next few years automatically.
Good.
That's all.
All right, good.
Hardy?
Piggybacking off that, I have two opening thoughts. The lesser opening thought is an obvious one, that the NBA is now wide open. Yeah, the stranglehold that the Warriors and Cavaliers had on it for years, obviously Cleveland, that's no longer a thing and hasn't been. But with Golden State, with them losing last night, with Durant out, forget it. Now it's back to being wide open.
Durant's out a whole year now.
I wonder, I don't know how it's going to affect the landscape of the NBA and whether or not people who wished for something different are going to feel that way come next NBA Finals when you've got two teams that you didn't expect to be there, but it'll be different. Sometimes different is good. And quite frankly, I was all set with Golden State. After that many runs at it, it no longer held that much interest for me. Of course, I watched last night, but in terms of the overall product, I think it's going to end up being a good thing. So that's it. That's number one. Number two, I would like to formally petition the USGA to have every U.S. Open take place on the West Coast, because I found out last night that this is now in a tie for my second favorite tournament, being able to sit down and watch golf in prime time last night. Watching those guys finish up, it's 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, I'm still watching golf. It's the opposite of the British Open, where you get to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, watch these guys play. I came home on a Friday night. I'm like, oh, my God. These guys are not, like, just finishing up under darkness. No.
And it's Pebble Beach.
They're on hole 12. They're on hole 13. I'm watching this in prime time. This is fantastic. Every U.S. Open, somewhere out west, give us something to watch at nighttime, right, during this tournament. Then we've got the British, which is on very early in the morning. That's kind of cool, too. And, of course, the Masters is always going to be number one. That's fine. The PGA Championship, whatever. They tried to fix it.
Yeah, you're on to something here.
But, yep. I'm on to something.
I even clicked on it.
Give it to the West Coast.
Like, I never watched it. But like, oh, it's Pebble Beach.
Give it to the West Coast. Let the PGA Championship stay somewhere on the East Coast and the Eastern time zone. Give everybody that opportunity to sit there and watch some primetime golf last night, which is what I did. And Ricky Fowler's making a run at this thing. I'm going to make him my favorite to end up winning this. It's about time. The kid's overdue. He's going to win the U.S. Open. No chance. But that's who I'm going to be rooting for this weekend. He's got no chance. He's one off the lead right now. He's looking good. There's no chance. But I'm picking Ricky Fowler to win.
Nice.
Guaranteed he won't.
And there you have it. You've got some opening thoughts. Yay basketball. Bruins.
Hold on. Let me write these down.
Bruins and their sort of their chances of getting back to the cup final.
Bruins and their sort of chances to getting back to the cup final.
Don't write them off so soon.
Sub thought, don't write them off so soon.
Yep.
And?
You've also got the NBA, as you put it, being wide open. I think that's a little strong. Maybe not wide open. There's a realignment at the top.
It's wide open.
Yeah. Say Kawhi leaves Toronto.
That means that everybody can compete, and that we know that's not true. More teams are being allowed to compete.
Oh, God, there's
who's
going to
win
too.
Next year?
More
who's going to win the championship? Who's going to win the NBA Finals next year?
How many teams? Put a number on it.
Miami Heat.
You think
the movement that's going to be going on this offseason?
The league are in it right now.
No.
Okay.
Not okay.
You could pick like 12 teams.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you don't know where people are going.
Right. The top 12.
12 teams to me is wide open.
The top third, because you don't know where the players are going to land.
Yes.
God. Okay.
It's wide open.
All right. Just clarifying. That's all. All right. Wide open, as you put it.
Wide open. And?
And the PGA needs to always be on the West Coast.
U.S. Open. The U.S. Open.
Sorry, yes. Not the PGA Championship.
Any major. Just give me some majors. Open. Yes.
PGA. Blah. Not real. Fake is a fake. Fake major. PGA, as Maz calls it. Fake major.
Well, he doesn't like the U.S. Open. I'd never heard this take from him before.
I thought it was the PGA.
Oh, no. I don't know if he went off on it yesterday, but he thinks it's Mickey Mouse golf. It's like trick golf, and that's why you get so many like boring players who win it, because you just have to keep it in the fairway and be able to like, putt. I'm like, That's kind of the game.
That's called golf.
So he doesn't like the U.S. Open or the PGA?
He does not like the U.S. Open. He thinks they trick up the courses too much and it turns into adventure golf.
All right, 617-779-0985. And, of course, we'll continue to take your complaints about the Bruins. The Bruins bitch fest continues 2 days after they lose Game 7 in the Cup Finals. On this Friday, here on Zolak and Bertrand, join us.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Matt from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. With Clear Tide, you can say goodbye to heavy lifting, missed deliveries, bottle storage, and worrying about how much bacteria might be living in your bottled cooler, and say hello to purified, endless refreshment, all for one flat monthly rate.
What are you waiting for? Visit BottleFreeBoston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's BottleFreeBoston.com, and make sure to tell Matt and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Video, Hardy?
Oh, walk in. Okay. So, as long
as
I have a long held theory on this song. The only reason why the song was written, so they could do the video.
What a feeling.
Because why?
We're dancing on the ceiling.
So, the video is this room that turns.
It's like Spider Man.
And you know. Walked. But it looks like he's walking up the wall and then walking on the ceiling. But, you know. He's not really Beatle. He's not really dancing on the ceiling. No, trickery.
Really?
Camera trickery. That's the only reason why they made this song. They could do a video, a cool special effects video.
When I had my first BMW, I got a Lionel Richie's Greatest Hits CD. I'd drive around and crank it, like Penny Lover. Penny Lover and that one. Good sound in stereo.
617-779-0985. Bobby's in the car. What's up, Bobby?
How's it going, guys?
How's it going?
Oh, another day in paradise. Listen, this isn't going to turn into a bitch fest call for me. I just want to stress the importance that whatever the Jacobs family and Don Sweeney have to do to lock Charlie McAvoy up long time, whatever the hell he wants for money, they insulted him during the season when he was injured. They tried to lowball him, and I think they might have pissed him off. And then he gets that close to getting the cup and doesn't quite get it. It's important that they do what they have to do to secure him.
I think you're right. I think that the offer that they gave him, whatever it was, we don't know the full details of that. I think it goes beyond just the fact that he was hurt, right? I mean, haven't there been some questions about, you know, remember the late thing, the tardiness thing?
Yeah.
Right? There was that. There was the frequency of the injury, the playing through the injury thing.
Is they'll talk to Charlie about that himself.
Yeah, no, it's fine. That's why I asked him if you remember.
Totally remember.
Yeah.
I was busting his balls. He knew it. You really think it bugged him, huh?
Oh, it definitely bugged him.
Did it? Good.
Yeah.
It got his ass going.
Thanks.
Wake him up.
But as Charlie McAvoy sort of put that behind him now with the long, deep playoff run.
You don't even think about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think he sort of has. But I don't think he's going to do them any favors down the road. I don't think he will. Nor should he.
No.
Go for every last dollar.
Right. That's your right as a player.
So maybe now's the time to pick up the phone and try and hammer out those details. Be aggressive. I don't know. We'll see. Let's go to Mike, who's in Charlestown. Hey, Mike.
Hey, so you said don't write off the Bruins, right?
Yes.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
Go on.
No.
Oh, so you mean
was that Tom who made that call?
You mean to
Tom
say...
didn't even pick up on that. That's a Seinfeld reference.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
What episode is that from?
But they do. And they do. write it off.
I don't get the humor.
No, it's Jerry's stereo gets damaged, and Kramer says, just mail it to yourself and say it got damaged. You'll get a new one. It's like, that's stealing it. No, it's a write-off. You don't even know what a write-off is. But they do, and they do. Write it off. It took me a second, too. I can't believe T-Bone didn't pick up on that. He's the biggest Seinfeld fan in the universe.
Even he missed that one.
Yeah.
Intern got a haircut, huh?
And he missed that one.
God, squirrel.
Wow.
Wow. Wyatt in Somerville is getting a Celtics thought. For Zoe, what do you got, Wyatt?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up? So, watching the game in the playoffs,
yep.
You know, seeing Kawhi kind of come back to what he was before his injury or fake injury or whatever. You know, I remember, I think maybe it was 2 years ago or a year ago, when the Celtics had a legitimate offer on the table. I think Jaylen Brown and picks were involved.
Yep.
And now, you know, I'm all full of regret for not doing it. But then again, back in that time period, Kawhi was this mysterious thigh injury he had, and he didn't want to play.
And for that coach. Like, we didn't want to touch him at that time. And I don't blame Danny
exactly.
for, you know, that. I'm not concerned with that point. The point now that it's final and Toronto has won, what are his motives
right.
now? Does he want to go out west? Like, that's the talk. Or is he going to stay there, take the penthouse and, you know, make as much money as he can and stay in Toronto? Does he like Toronto? I don't think he does.
I think he becomes like kind of the KD of this summer, of this free agency.
Yeah, because then it becomes pecking order. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
say he goes out west, Toronto takes a notch off them. So it ups the Celtics, lowers Toronto. So if Danny's looking at it, okay, if we get Kawhi out of here, Durant's out. He's definitely out for a year. So he's not going to the Knicks. He's probably going to go with Kyrie wherever he goes.
Is there
he's
any
not playing.
To do a sign and trade for him? I see him play and I just want him. I just do because he is that dude.
No, because he has to want to come play for the Celtics.
Yeah. That's true. I guess you're right.
He's kind of done already what he wants to do. You know,
he has to pick the Celtics.
Maybe he'll come and want to play for Brad Stevens. You know, he didn't want to play for his old coach, one of the best in the league. You know, sat there. Like, you don't want that guy. No. I'd rather go after a guy like Durant. You know?
Chris is in Block Island today. Chris.
What's up, boys? What's up,
hey.
Zoe?
Hey, good day for that, huh?
Oh, beautiful. Hey, Hardy, I'm with you on half with you on the NBA's wide open. I think just the East is wide open. LeBron's coming back. He's going to get an all-star. And just the East is so wide open. I think the NBA's not as open as we think it is. The West is going to clog each other up. Would you agree with me on that?
I don't have any certainty that adding one piece to the Lakers is going to make LeBron and whoever that piece is the clear-cut favorite in the West.
The problem is, Chris.
Well, I'm not saying clear-cut, Hardy. What I'm saying is the West is so stacked and LeBron was out. I mean, there's no way that the president of all the players, Mr. King James, is not going to get a guy and stay healthy this year to where all he has to do is get into the playoffs and he's going to be a machine. It's just, you know, I just think that the East is open, which is better for us, the Celtics, don't get me wrong. I think this is our window still here. And I did get a nice smile last night when we got a shout out to Brad Stevens on that tight back screen play that they called for Steph for the last shot. That just made me happy because that was the closest we're going to get this, you know, from our finals in the playoffs. But all right, thanks, boys.
All right, Chris.
Yeah, great coach, Steve Kerr. Can't even come up with his own plays.
Yeah, he ripped one off of Brad Stevens at the
great
end of the
play,
game.
Great look. Just missed the shot.
So if you look at the East next year, you can name teams that could have a shot. The Bucks, maybe the Raptors, right? Right now, right today.
Right,
because you don't know what Kawhi is going to choose.
Right.
So Bucks, Raptors, 76ers, yes or no?
Sure.
Yes.
They'll be
Celtics
better.
Will count them as a yes because we don't know what's going to happen.
They're still automatically in the middle.
That's four. Are we going to count the Pacers?
No.
Okay.
No, we'll be fair about this.
Or are we going to count the Nets?
Yes.
Yes, because we don't know who they're going to land. They could land Kyrie. All right, so that's five.
Yep.
After that, anybody else in the East? Magic, Pistons, Hornets, Heats.
What about the Knicks?
Heats with an S.
Knicks. Well, the thought was Durant was going to go to the Knicks.
Oh, that's right.
So that takes the Knicks out of it. Like,
yeah,
out
that's
for
one.
A year.
So we gotta sort of scrap.
See, you know all what? This that, stuff.
Durant being hurt actually does eliminate quite a few teams.
That's what I'm saying.
We should probably reduce our number of possible teams.
I was going to say, is Kyrie to the Nets alone enough?
No, Kyrie can't.
Yes.
No.
Yes, because who knows what else they could do.
Yeah.
If they get Kyrie, yeah, that should include them.
Because the rumor last year at this time was Kyrie and Jimmy Butler. That's still in play.
Yes, they should count. That's six.
That's
right
attractive.
There. That's six teams in the East right there.
But you see what I'm saying with Kawhi? If Kawhi
Western
bangs
Conference.
Out, if Kawhi bangs out without having a healthy Durant now, it kind of keeps the Celtics up there and in it to where maybe Danny would want to keep it rolling. You know, still build around Tatum, Brown, Marcus Smart. I guess there's talk that they're trying to talk to Terry Rozier. What if Al Opp's back in? You still have Gordon Hayward.
Ready?
Keep the train rolling.
Six. Western Conference. Warriors? Yes. Nuggets? Yes.
Warriors without Durant and Klay Thompson, no. Even if they re-sign?
No.
Out for the year.
That kills them.
It's just Curry and
you don't think they're in the mix?
Green.
You don't think they're in the mix?
Without Durant and Klay Thompson?
You don't think they're at least in the mix with these other teams?
They're competitive. They're not the clear favorite.
I'm not saying they're a clear favorite. You don't think they're capable?
I don't think they are. I saw somebody write that they might not make the playoffs
next year. Too many good role players.
With that group.
Oh, wow. Mini Tony Maz over here. Steph Curry, not a guy you can build around.
No.
I think you can build around, but you need something. You need guys to build around him. You just don't have them. You can't win with the Jareptos
of the
world.
All right, so Jim Law says the Warriors are not a team to consider as a possible contender for next year already.
Unless they can pull off some kind of crazy sign and trade with Durant or something and get somebody legit back.
But on June 14th of 2019, you're already willing to say that you can't count them in the mix for next year?
Yeah, not in the West, no.
Come on. All right, so I guess we can't get to 12 without count being. We can't count the Warriors? All right, Nuggets, Trailblazers, yay or nay on each of those?
I'd consider the Trailblazers.
Yeah, one.
Rockets?
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
yes. Yes.
Jazz?
No.
No.
Thunder?
Yes.
And the Lightning.
Check out the Thunder.
Yep.
Spurs. I don't see that.
No.
Clippers, Kings, Lakers.
Lakers, you have to consider.
Lakers, yes.
Clippers, yes. Clippers, yes.
Clippers,
Kawhi,
yes. Kawhi.
Clippers, yes. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We already have six. So we've already got 12 teams as possibilities. Now, once these players all choose teams, that's going to dwindle down quickly. So it's not going to be 12 to start the year. So it could be like 6 or 7, though, which is enough, right? It's not 1 or 2, Hardy. It's 6 or 7, which is enough.
That's enough.
Yeah, it's more than what it's been in this league, which is waiting around to see if the Warriors, you know, take advantage of their 75% chance of winning the finals.
Doesn't the Warriors just feel like the Celtics of the 80s, like at the end? After last night's injury,
that felt
like, all right, it's done.
Well, the big three, too, when Garnett started to break down. Pierce was at the end, yeah.
All right, speaking of the NBA, the latest on the Anthony Davis rumors to the Celtics. We'll get to that from Brian Windhorst coming up.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
The bat. Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Lakers and Celtics were both deep into separate, of course, trade discussions for Anthony Davis. And I asked you yesterday after we got off the set, there's so much smoke around the Lakers' potential situation. Do you think David Griffin's just trying to drive up the price on Danny Ainge?
I do. I think it's a good sign that David Griffin is shopping the number 4 pick. That at least means I think he's open to a deal with the Lakers. But I think all of this is a maneuver to draw as much as he possibly can out of the Celtics. They've preferred to deal with the Celtics since Dell Demps was the GM. The Lakers' offers haven't changed that much. They have a higher pick, but they don't really have different players to offer. If he wanted to make the Lakers deal and he really wanted the draft pick, he would have already made the Lakers deal. So maybe, you know, the Celtics have shown great restraint the last 2 summers. They did not trade for Paul George when they could have. They did not trade for Kawhi Leonard when they could have. Will they go with all their assets in and run the risk of him leaving after a year like with those two guys? We'll have to see.
617-779-0985. It's Brian Windhorst, ESPN. Anthony Davis. Let me say this about Anthony Davis and this Lakers offer that's been reported. If it were good enough, the deal would be done, wouldn't it? If that was enough, what's been out there? What's been offered? Ball, Ingram, and the pick. Wouldn't the deal be done already? If that were enough? If the Lakers had enough to offer to do this thing?
Yeah.
So what are they doing now? Are they just trying to use the Celtics to try and get the offer better from the Lakers? Wouldn't Anthony Davis be a Laker right now if that were enough?
Yes.
So what's happening here? Do the Lakers not have the assets, which is what I've contended all along?
Probably don't.
The Lakers don't have good enough assets, or they don't have what the Pelicans want in all of this. They don't love what the Lakers are offering. They don't love Ingram. They don't love the idea of Ball. They just don't like it.
It's like Magic knew it, too.
It's not the players they really like.
Do you really think they're going to hold up Kyle Kuzma, though, to not get Anthony Davis? Like, the Lakers are going to say, oh, we're not trading Kuzma. That's the guy that apparently is the holdup. Do you believe that story? Because
no.
I don't.
No,
I think the Lakers would say, yeah, Kuzma, have him. We got Anthony Davis.
But maybe it's a matter of just what the Pelicans like. Maybe. Why isn't it done? Why is it going to take so long? Shouldn't this be quick?
Should be.
Shouldn't this be.
You should move swiftly and get it done. And Danny could take step one. Get this done and find a way to get Davis here. And what would that do to Kyrie's head?
Two.
Like, oh, crap.
And if you're the Lakers, don't you think you can keep him?
Yeah.
Is there any concern in La La Land about you keeping Anthony Davis?
You already got
it's just a matter of this year or next year. He's going to go there next year anyways, most likely, right?
So what the hell's the holdup? Is it because you believe, oh, we'll just wait the year? Is that why you don't want to offer more? Because you think, can we wait the year? Can we wait it out? Which is foolish because the clock is ticking there on Bron Bron. So I wouldn't wait. I'd do the deal. Why would you wait? Why would you spend any time waiting? Get the deal done. I honestly thought that we'd be hearing by today that this has been, you know, back channeled for weeks and this deal was already close to being done. I really did. I thought we'd be close to hearing about it being over as opposed to...
Wait, to the Lakers or to the Celtics?
To the Lakers.
Oh.
As opposed to this is actually... I think the Celtics have a real chance. Don't you?
Yeah.
Isn't it starting to feel like they've got a chance?
Yeah, do you want to take the chance is the question.
Yes, I've already told you I'm in. I've already told you I'm in on this. And Kawhi Leonard last night winning the NBA Finals, it's just more motivation to say, hell, yeah, take the chance.
Look what one player and how one player impacts an organization.
Yep, take the chance.
We tried to do it with Kyrie. Hey, I rolled the dice, and Danny said, I don't regret it. I'd do it again because that's what you have to do. And the next guy up is Anthony Davis.
Do you have any indication that the Celtics are trying to not take that chance, even with what Rich Paul said this week?
Just the indication of the past and him not taking the chance on Paul George and Kawhi Leonard in the past. Of the three deals he had a chance to make.
I'm talking about what you're seeing this week, the reporting you're seeing on the matter this week. Is there any indication, based on the reports we're seeing about the Celtics being involved, that indicates they're not going after Anthony Davis?
No.
Okay, so they're in.
The reports this week,
but they're in on him. Don't you think they're in? Or do you really buy that those reports are fake? And Danny and the Celtics said, you know what? We're out on Anthony Davis. We're not in. Based on what Rich Paul said.
I'm just basing on the past and the history. Because the only deal he's taken is Kyrie Irving when he got a deal. It was a deal. It wasn't like you have to give up a ton to get him. That's the only guy he's traded for. I think Ainge wants to fleece people or get a fair deal or in the Celtics' advantage. He doesn't want to get a deal where it's... The Celtics are losing.
Okay, well, I think he's still in, though, even if he does want to get a fair deal. I don't think he's taking himself out. I don't think he's taking himself out based on what was said, which is that it's one year of Anthony Davis. I think he's still in. I don't think that has scared him and the Celtics away. I think they are still very much interested in acquiring him and having him in Boston.
Regardless of Kyrie?
Yep. I think Kyrie's over. I believe the report yesterday. Zoe, you said you may not believe it.
The problem is his circle is so tight, so small. It's like him and his dad, right? And, you know, you've heard stuff before and it ends up not being true. I just think he's going to play this close to the vest. I do. Until you really hear it from him or his dad. Like, I'm not going to roll with any. Here's what, Stephen A. Smith, somebody told me in Kyrie's camp. Really? It's Kyrie and his dad. That's about it. Really, he doesn't have a big entourage like LeBron has.
You know, LeBron has Windhorst doing all this stuff for him. I don't believe Kyrie's stuff until you actually hear it, until it's totally complete. So
I think the agent switch tells you all you need to know. If you're switching to Rock Nation, you want more of that celebrity atmosphere. You don't want Boston.
You're New York.
You want more of that, either New York, L.A. You need the celebrity. That's why you switch to a company like Rock Nation.
That's more of a sign than I talked to somebody in his camp. That's just connect the dots there.
Did you read the Deadspin write-up on why did Rich Paul sit down for the Sports Illustrated story? It's only a paragraph, but I found it to be great.
Can I guess?
Yeah, take a guess. Because they
to avoid having him go to the Celtics? One-word answer, one-line answer?
It says, let me read you the headline. Rich Paul sits down for long Sports Illustrated profile just to... And then it says this.
Screw the Celtics.
Oh, very close, Jim. Just to tell the Celtics to screw. That was the headline. Yeah. That is the headline on Deadspin. That's why it came up as I caught my attention on Twitter. And I said, oh, I gotta click on how they wrote this up. It says Sports Illustrated is a few days ago now has published a long profile of NBA agent and LeBron James confidant Rich Paul, who is probably the most famous agent in sports right now, given his involvement in the Anthony Davis trade saga. It's about as compelling as a long story about a sports agent could possibly be, but it's hard not to come away from it wondering what exactly motivated Paul to participate in the first place. Maybe he wanted to push back on the narrative that he and his clients are ruining the NBA by making demands about where they want to play. Or maybe he just wanted to publicly and forcefully tell the Boston Celtics to blank off. Here's what Paul had to say when he was asked about the Celtics potentially making a trade for Davis this summer. And this quote's been everywhere. You've probably heard it, but here it is. They could trade for him, but it'll be for 1 year. I mean, if the Celtics traded for Anthony Davis, we would go there and we would abide by our contractual obligations and we would go into free agency in 2020. I've stated that to them. But in the event that he decides to walk away and you give away assets, don't blame Rich Paul, referring to himself in the third person. Don't blame me. I told you. I gave you the warning.
So it'll cost less to get him for the Celtics then, if he's not going there.
So we'll see. We'll see if they actually are still in on it, because I believe, you know, that they've been in on him, and I still think they are. I don't think they're going to shy away from doing it. I think they like the player enough. And I think every team believes that they can get a guy in and win with a player and convince him to stay. And I think they thought that with Kyrie, and even if they're proven wrong, I think they're still going to go ahead and do it anyway. 617-779-0985. I've got the details on the Hoosier Caddy Classic and how you can attend and play in it. I'll tell you all about it next.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Matt from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. With Clear Tide, you can say goodbye to heavy lifting, missed deliveries, bottle storage, and worrying about how much bacteria might be living in your bottled cooler, and say hello to purified, endless refreshment, all for one flat monthly rate.
What are you waiting for? Visit BottleFreeBoston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's BottleFreeBoston.com, and make sure to tell Matt and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The 9th annual Hoosier Caddy Classic is happening Monday, July 15th, 2 p.m. Atkinson Resort and Country Club, just across the border in Atkinson, New Hampshire. And starting this coming Monday at 9 a.m., you can reserve your spot at 98.5thesportshub.com. It sells out in minutes.
Yeah, because the price.
If not a minute. The price is $150 per player. Zoe doesn't think we charge enough. Zoe thinks we...
Full dinner spread, that course,
and you know what?
Carts, lunch... Snacks part.
So's right. We don't charge enough.
You Hardy, lunch Hardy, you're the golf guy.
Oh, God. It's nuts.
What's the average? Give me cart fee, average round for 18, and say you want a couple hot dogs.
At a place like Atkinson, which is gorgeous.
Like, I know you're like Cape Club of Sharon, right? You like going to that place.
Yeah.
Right? So say you have dinner, lunch, 18, and a cart. What's that going to run a person?
Nice dinner. Really nice dinner.
All you can eat, full spread dinner.
I mean, first of all, you're supposed to pay something just to get into the to have access to, you know, Scott Zola.
Oh, and by the way, it's for charity.
Are you broadcasting live? Are you going to be there? Are you in town?
No.
Okay. But you're like Tony Maz. Tony Maz is there.
Toucher and Rich.
So it's like
Hardy.
Right. So you're supposed to, you know, people are accustomed to paying for access to Tony Maserati, right? So that's number one. But number two, between the golf, card fee. All right, you got your green fee, you got your card fee. You're gonna have you're gonna have lunch beforehand. Nice lunch spread. You're gonna have a nice dinner afterward. You're gonna have all this stuff. I don't know, a few hundred bucks, soft. And you're
almost like they're paying you
everything.
To go.
Everything's in $150. That's your all in price.
All in price.
Kind of makes me want to start doing my own golf tournament.
And it all benefits the pediatric advanced care team at Boston Children's Hospital.
That's great.
It's the Hoosier Caddy Classic, the ninth annual. Join the Sports Hub crew Monday morning, 9 a.m. at 98.5thesportshub.com. You can go there now and get all the details.
Like, this isn't guys in jorts and sneakers.
No,
it's a nice course.
Yeah.
Nice clubhouse.
So you're
something
welcome.
Sound right there. Yeah.
You're welcome, is what I would say. Yeah.
Good luck getting in on that one.
You're welcome.
That's a good deal.
So when
really
you go there,
deal. That place is gorgeous.
You get the good deal, be generous at the auctions and, you know, raffle table and stuff like that. Okay? Please. Be nice. 617-779-0985. John's in Franklin. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. How are you? Happy Friday. So listen, I feel like I need an hour and a half to talk about the mess that is the Celtics right now, but basically, I just wanted your opinion on this. So I want nothing to do with getting Anthony Davis because of what you're going to have to give up for him. And on top of that, you're going to basically go through the whole Kyrie saga all over again with this guy not coming back. And to me, like, I love Anthony Davis, the player. I would only do the deal if you can extend him, and I don't think that's going to happen. And on top of that, I want to have – you know how the Patriots have send-off parties, like when they're going to the Super Bowl? I absolutely want to have a send-off party for Kyrie Irving when he signs somewhere else.
Who would show up?
Everybody. I think it's like 80% of Celtics fans are just done with him. And don't get me wrong, great talent. Totally understand. Okay? Every time he opens his mouth, it could be like to talk about the weather outside. I want to find the sharpest object and stab myself in the ear.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh,
wow. I agree with you in that sense. I like the player. I think they need the player to get to where they need to go. But yep. I just wish he would never talk.
Yeah, and not
I know exactly
that,
what
though,
you're
like,
saying.
But like, who wants to go through like the drama of you know another year where you got to wonder if this guy's going to come back, and that's what you're going to deal with Anthony Davis. I don't think he will come back because he wants to go to L.A. And so I just think there's a lot of moves. Like you may have to take like you know what's the saying, one step back to take three steps forward, and that may have to be the case this summer. So, you know, to me, I'm looking to get any way possible, you know, just, you know, move on from Kyrie and try to move on. In my opinion, too, and again, I'm not trying to extend this phone call too long, but try to get rid of Gordon Hayward and his massive contracts because he's just been an absolute disaster, and I'm sick of hearing about the injuries with him. Have a good weekend, boys.
All right, John, no one's going to take his contract. No one's taking Gordon Hayward's deal right now. Not unless you're taking someone else's bad contract back. Jim already
see,
has.
See, Woj brought up the possible Celtics interest in Mike Conley this week.
I know. That thing's gone everywhere. Everyone's had that. Bill Simmons, I think, has brought that up.
Can't wait to get my kid that Conley jersey.
Everybody's brought that up as a possibility. But you're swapping.
You're out
back.
On Conley, though?
My Kyrie Anthony Davis dream is still alive. And when that ends, then you move on to the next thing.
I thought you ended it last segment, no? You say when the agent switched, that means he's gone, no?
Well, I mean, if you connect the dots, I said I'm not believing it until you hear it from Kyrie and his camp flat out. Like, I want to be in New York. That's what I wish he would just say it.
But if he did say it, would you believe him?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think anybody would believe him anyways, whatever he says.
No, at this point,
until he signs the deal, nobody's going to believe him.
I don't know, Jim. Like, I want to hear he's buying a house there. I want to hear he's in the city.
He bought a house in South Orange, New Jersey.
Yeah, I know.
South so
Orange.
We hear.
As we thought, I thought was South Orange County, L.A.
Pete's in Delaware. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey,
so my theory on the Anthony Davis thing is that there's two different trades going on, scenarios.
Danny Ainge probably got two scenarios, one with Kyrie and one without. And I'm sure he's told David Griffith, this is just my opinion, obviously, but that if we're going to keep Kyrie, we'll give you Tatum. There's a package with Tatum. If we don't have Kyrie because of the huge risk involved, Tatum's probably not on the table, and it's centered around Jaylen Brown. And the only reason I say that is because Griffith keeps trying to push his narrative about he wants this done by the draft to kind of push the Celtics' hand. And like you guys said, if he liked the Lakers deal, it would already be done. And not only that, Klay Thompson going down, if the Lakers don't make a deal by the end of the weekend, realizing that they have an actual window to win the championship because, I mean, the Warriors are going to be really hurt going into next year. You wouldn't put Kuzma on the table to get Davis? That would be your holdup when you have a chance to possibly win a title with Davis? Doesn't make sense. I think it's all in the cell. It all has to do with whether Kyrie comes back or not, in my opinion.
Yeah, Pete, I think you're right about that. Like, Kuzma's not the holdup, but here would be my thing. What if the Pelicans just don't like the other guys involved? What if they just don't like it? What if they don't care about, you know, Ball or Ingram or that pick? They just don't care. What if it's not what they're interested in? And then they look at it and say, we don't really like the other assets involved, and we're going to trade Anthony Davis for one guy we sort of like?
Well, the draft is the key. If they want to get this done by the draft, that means they care about the pick, so right?
Yeah, that's true. But what if they just look at it and say, nah.
Yeah, if it goes past the draft, then they didn't care about the pick. And then Ainge can really negotiate at that point.
Right.
Remember what happened to KG after the draft? They gave up a lot less than they would have had to give up before the draft when they got Garnett.
That's when I saw that report. Did you see that report that Danny Ainge is working the board? Did you see that?
No.
So there was a report yesterday that Ainge was working the draft board. And I saw that and I go, if Danny Ainge is working the board, he's not doing it for the Celtics, I don't think. And it was sort of vague. I got to find it again. I read it yesterday. I'm like,
well, he's doing it for other
teams. Their picks aren't worth anything. They can't trade their picks.
I'm like, their picks suck, but it could be future picks.
They're throw-ins, yeah. Their picks are throw-ins. Oh, you mean like trades for future picks?
I'm like, if there's something cooking where Danny Ainge is trying to work his way up and down this board, I don't think it's because the Celtics are excited to try and get a better draft pick in this draft. I just thought maybe...
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.